Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Jim Dempsey, Vice President for Public Policy at the Center for Democracy and Technology, but one of the hot stories of 2010 and what is sure to be the same in 2011, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, otherwise known as NSTIC. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Last week at the Stanford Institute, government officials and private sector executives spoke about President Obama's plan for trusted identities in cyberspace. My biggest takeaway from the meeting was that the private sector is going to take a large role in this project. Jim was there offering his take on the strategy, and we're going to discuss that more here. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Pleasure to do so. Thanks.
Jim, if we can start out, you know, what's your take on the Obama administration's efforts? Do you think NSTIC is a good idea? Do you think they're going about this in the right way?
I think they are going about this in the right way, procedurally as well as substantively. I think the administration has been fairly cautious as well as fairly consultative as it's developed this NSTIC, this national strategy, and has issued periodic drafts and sought public comment, actually did an online process last year. And substantively, I also think that they are coming down about right. I mean, obviously, big picture, they have decided from the outset that they were not going to promote government-issued identities, as I said on Friday last week, and as I've said otherwise, government-issued IDs are a non-starter. If you're talking about the Internet, they won't be trusted. I don't think that the private sector wants them. And so the administration has clearly said that they will rely, even for citizen-to-government transactions, they will rely or want to rely on private sector-issued interoperable federated-type identities. Secondly, it came through loud and clear last week in both the remarks of Secretary Locke and the remarks of Cybersecurity Coordinator Howard Schmidt, that the administration fully expects that any identity ecosystem would continue to allow for anonymity and pseudonymity in those kinds of transactions that do not require any level of authentication. And there are many transactions, certainly, your traditional browsing, et cetera, transactions on the web that do not require authentication. So I think they've done a pretty good job here and are on the right track. As I've consistently said, the big issue, of course, is implementation, and we can talk further about some of the privacy implications that arise when you do defer to the private sector. Just because it's private sector-led doesn't mean there are no privacy questions.
Well, yeah, there's the whole big brother versus little brother, big brother being the government, little brother being corporations and private organizations.
Exactly.
Do you think that, in the U.S., it seems that the public would be more trusting of a private organization versus the government, you know, but can we delve into some of those privacy aspects? What do you think these organizations are going to have to do when they start offering these credentials?
Well, first of all, remember, they are already offering these credentials. Point number one, of course, is Facebook Connect,
right,
which is, if anything, probably de facto the leading federated cross-platform identity system on the web right now. And the question becomes, what sort of information does the identity provider collect? What sort of a window do they have into your activities across the web? obviously, right now, to some extent, your ISP has that window. But now with the, if you go to a fully federated identity system, and if it is implemented in a way whereby the relying party does check with the issuing party for, you know, is this still a valid ID? Is this an ID you issued? Then obviously that creates a log of activity that shows where a person is going at the very least. And I think it has to be designed, the system has to be designed in such a way that those logs are minimized to the maximum extent possible. And I think we need to give consideration to how does the identity provider utilize that information, and should they be permitted or not to monetize that traffic in the way that obviously others seek to monetize cross-site traffic.
One thing that I've heard is that there's been some discussion about liability around, you know, having private organizations issue these credentials. Is that something you can talk on? Do you think that's going to be an obstacle for these organizations that want to get into the credential issuing business?
Well, I think liability is an interesting question, although I'm not sure that it's an impediment per se. Certainly any identity issuing party does take on some security responsibilities just already under the Federal Trade Commission Act. The FTC has said that an entity that collects personally identifiable information has a responsibility for taking reasonable steps to protect that information, whether they've made any sort of a security promise or not in their privacy policy. It would be under the FTC approach, it is a unfair trade practice to fail to adequately protect identity information that you collect in a commercial transaction. What adequately protect means, nobody really knows. Which, of course, is a problem that pervades the whole cybersecurity field, which is nobody knows and nobody is quite prepared to say how much security is enough security. You've got, obviously, pockets. The PCI standard is one standard where that industry, a relatively small industry, at least in terms of the card issuing sector, the basic credit card companies got together and issued a standard saying this is what you have to do in order to process payments for cards that bear our name. But other than that, you know, there's not a clear-cut sense, and certainly for the identity sphere generally, there's not a clear-cut sense of what level of security is adequate. And I think that does, somebody is going to have to decide that. I guess I would rather see the private sector get together and decide that than trying to have the government figure it out. And the government, this administration is properly hesitant to try to dictate how much security is enough security.
One of the things that I've noticed when I've been reading some stories in the mainstream media about NSTIC is that even though Commerce Secretary Locke specifically stated that this was not going to be a national ID program, people are still saying that it's going to be a national ID program. Mm-hmm. How do you think, how is the administration, how is the government going to combat that? Is there anything they can do? Because Flatley came out and said it's not going to be a national ID card, but people are still saying, we don't believe you.
Well, you know, it's sort of the principle of no good deed goes unpunished. I mean, here you have the administration coming forward and saying, we want to play a leadership role, but we don't want to, we want to play a leadership role in setting the policy and helping create the framework, but we don't want to be issuing parties. We want to be relying parties, but not issuing parties. And then immediately people jump on it. Now, jump on the administration for getting out there and trying to bring some rationality to the identity debate. Consider the alternative. Consider that the government does nothing.
Right.
Consider that the government says, forget it, it's this ID issue, it's just such a hot-button issue, people are going to jump on it and start talking about national IDs. Forget about it. No percentage in our trying to have a role here. The answer is not that there will be no identity in cyberspace. What you will then have is purely private sector, unregulated identity with quite possibly very little attention to security, very little attention to privacy, and you will have all of the bad things associated with robust or ubiquitous identity, and you will have none of the checks and balances associated with it. So those who sort of jump immediately whenever the government starts talking identity and immediately jump to the administration wants a national ID card for the internet, they have to look at some of what's happening in the private sector and say, well, would you rather have the private sector doing this all by itself with no policy framework, with no privacy protection, with right. no transparency, with no true user control, and possibly with very little choice? Centralization clearly has its risks,
right.
undoubtedly. And I have come to the conclusion that on balance, relatively fewer identities would be better if those interoperable or federated identities are properly designed and implemented. A situation in which there were only one identity or one dominant identity provider would definitely be a bad situation in and of itself. And I think we need to think, and having the government helping us think through how to create a competitive, diverse, voluntary identity ecosystem is important. How the business model truly works is one of the things that remains to be seen.
Right.
Obviously, you've got the situation of Facebook that has decided that identity can be integrated into its broader concept for how the Facebook platform operates, and if anything, from their perspective, identity is part of the Facebook system that allows, does to some extent promote the dependence upon Facebook as that go-to platform for all kinds of communication functions and all kinds of ways to interface with the internet. So I think Facebook feels that they do have a way to make money off of identity.
Good point. Is there anything else about the national strategy that is of interest that our listeners might be, you know, that you have a take on that our listeners would like to know about?
Well, again, I think that the key point is we're talking about, the administration is talking about an identity ecosystem. That clearly fits within a broader ecosystem, which is the Internet Trust Framework, which comes not only from identity, but also from privacy, from other cybersecurity measures. I really do hope that both the administration and the private sector will get behind the notion of a baseline federal privacy law, which will help to answer some of the questions about sharing and use of identity information. You know, people sometimes forget that we still do not have in this country, in the United States, a comprehensive federal privacy law. We have a wide range of sectoral laws out there, a patchwork quilt. And if you're really looking at the identity questions, the cybersecurity questions, the online fraud questions as part of the trust framework, privacy protection has to be a piece of that. The administration is conducting a process. They issued the green paper in December. They're soliciting comments upon that and expect to have a further sort of administration pronouncement. I really, really hope, and certainly we're urging the administration that final administration position should include explicit support for privacy legislation. There are some in industry who support that as well, have for a long time. Others, though, who oppose it, often behind the scenes. And I really think if we're going to make this work, this being internet security, the sort of information economy, if we're really going to make it work the way a lot of us think it should, then that federal privacy legislation really has to be part of the framework, and we really have to start drilling down into the details of how that will work. There's been years' worth of high-level pronouncements and posturing, but only at the end of last year did Congressman Bobby Rush and now Senator Kerry are grappling with how to actually implement that in practice. And I feel the sooner we get to that, the better off we will be, and the more likely it will be that some of these identity issues can be raised resolved without a lot of the distrust that has traditionally characterized the identity space.
Well, Jim, if there's nothing else, I'd like to thank you for joining
us. All right. Super. Pleasure.